Texas State this afternoon. The rain chances are small. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, windy, much cooler day with sunshine, but a high of only around 53. Gusty northwest winds at 10 to 20 will make it seem colder than it really is. Then clear, cold tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature 31 by first thing Thursday morning. Thursday's high may not reach 50. We may only stay in the upper 40s with sunshine. And then another freeze is a good bet on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Clemson defeated Alabama last night in the national championship game 44-16. It was the fourth consecutive playoff meeting between the Tigers and the Tide. We will have post-game reaction throughout the day on Alabama News Network. No arrests after a bank robbery in Montgomery Monday night. Police say a man robbed a store in the 3800 block of Harrison Road around 7 o'clock and then took off on foot. No one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery police are investigating a weekend homicide. They say 31-year-old Dana Martin was found in a crashed vehicle on Brewer Road around 11 o'clock Sunday night. They say Martin had been shot and was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome into the third hour, where we don't play Peppy Holiday Road on the way in, because Jack and Trisha don't like it.
Well, I thought maybe you were playing this in honor of our ass whooping last night.
It was kind of ominous sounding.
Of course, y'all don't care. Y'all are both obs, but...
Well, you asked, Trisha said I play music based on what kind of mood I'm in, so I looked for the darkest organ music I could find.
Jack didn't put his headphones on after he heard it. He took them off.
I was like, okay.
Well.
All right, you can stop playing it now.
I kind of like it.
Sounds like a horror. We ought to just have it playing in the background. It sounds like a horror movie. We'll just do the news this way since it's dark and dreary news anyway.
Really?
Or that section of The Godfather where everybody's getting killed.
Oh, yes. Be perfect. Perfect. How about this? We'll play this when we cover news that sucks, like news we hate.
Or dark news.
Yeah. Like, for example...
Ocasio-Cortez.
Poor space.
Someone made a comment, though. Made a very, very astute comment. She probably is the most attractive person in Congress. But it's just that the bar is so low.
Yeah. Well, it isn't Marsha Blackburn.
Most congressmen are so damn ugly.
Hold on, Marsha Blackburn's in the Senate now.
She is. As is Kyrsten Sinema, who probably would have been the hottest person in Congress.
And, oh my gosh.
She's hurt. She's been injured.
What happened?
She's been knocking people out.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Come on, have a seat. Your hand is hurt, and I got to know what happened. I'm playing dark church organ music in the background. Now it's even more appropriate with your hand being hurt like that. Well, pull that microphone down. You're not that tall. Dave Mowry didn't even put it up that high. He's 6'8". What happened to your hand?
Surgery.
Surgery, that's right. It hadn't slowed you down in the mortgage business.
No.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, no. I just come right in and sit. Being quiet.
We are on air.
I know. Well, I was being quiet and you just
pulled me out
of the crowd.
That's why I'm playing the organ music. No, they got mad at me for playing Holiday Road 5 hours of the last 5 hours we opened, so
I thought some dark
organ music might be better.
Is it slow in the news and the views business?
No. Got nothing but news and views.
Okay.
Got more news than you can shake a stick at. They don't want to talk about the Alabama game, these Alabama fans.
I don't care. Why do you keep saying
these
that?
These
Alabama
lost by 28. The last time they trailed by 28 was 1996. It's been 22 years plus.
Yeah.
Since Alabama trailed by 28 points.
Since they had a good old-fashioned butt whooping that bad.
I don't know what happened. Something
are you
happened.
An Alabama fan?
I am.
Oh, no.
I am too.
Kim,
you
struck me as an Auburn fan.
Did I?
Because she looks so smart.
No, you have a lot of class. I thought you were now.
Because she was studious, you know. She wears the glasses.
I mean, I went to Birmingham Southern, so it's right up there.
Yeah,
in Tuscaloosa,
You're a Southern person.
Yes, but when
which pinky do you put up when you drink tea?
My right one. I've been drinking so much tea, I had to have surgery on my finger. It was stuck up.
Well, what's going on in the mortgage business? I heard we're getting a little reprieve here.
Yes.
Talk to me about
Thank
it.
Thank goodness. Well, I can tell you this, that you never know. You never know.
It's wild.
I mean, you can't.
You don't know how you look till you get your picture took.
You just don't.
You don't know how you look till you get your picture took.
That's right.
That's the truth. Matter of fact, I want to take a picture of you before I leave, and let's take a look at it and see what you look like.
I can tell you what I look like.
Because you don't know until you
begins
get
there. Begins with S.
That is not true. So the mortgage business, yes, we are getting some reprieve. Rates are down. Okay, who projected that? Nobody. That's why you want to have an application pending so that you can take advantage and capitalize on these rates. So one thing I can tell you is we had an overwhelming response to the appraisal waiver. You know,
yes.
So we have chosen to extend that through the end of this month,
mm-hmm.
Okay, for all of those who make application on a conventional loan between now and the end of the month.
So if you apply, if you call and fill out the application, call and or do it online.
Or call us and we take it.
Or call you and you fill it. They get a free
appraisal. Right.
That's incredible. That's saving people a bunch of money right off the top.
Absolutely. We'll pay for the appraisal.
That's only Alabama Home Mortgage.
That's only Alabama Home
Mortgage. That's not a national program.
No.
You guys are doing that out of the goodness of your heart.
Absolutely. I bet the listeners that have recently refinanced or purchased a home, 95% of them were required to pay for the appraisal on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
So my
95%.
Point is, oh, absolutely. That's just the way
that's
others
the number?
Do it.
95%?
They have to pay for it on the front end.
Oh, I see.
Go ahead and,
up front.
Yeah.
Even if they don't close the loan or anything.
Right, but if they do close, I mean, what I'm saying is we pay for it.
I see what you're saying. That's unbelievable.
We pay for the appraisal, absolutely. So, if you're maybe at home with this flu in between coughs and, you know, checking your temperature and what is it, getting the chills, go
do
online.
Do you have the flu?
No, I don't, but
the
employees at the office have. No, I wouldn't do that. No. I'm just saying, you know, you've got somebody here. My account exec called this morning and said she's sick. And
is she really?
Yeah. So, yep, she's not here
today.
Does
she have the flu?
Well, she's got everything, all the symptoms of a flu, but they said, no, she didn't.
The flu ran through this business last year, this building.
And I bet it'll run through this year.
Oh, I hope I don't get it again.
I hope.
Did you get it?
Oh, yeah. I got it last year. I was down for the count. I'll show you some pictures of me.
Well, let me tell you. If he would take vitamin D, it wouldn't happen.
I know. I don't take it regularly enough.
Vitamin D, yeah.
Vitamin
very important.
Vitamin D is as effective as the flu shot against, you know, most years. As effective as the flu shot. Some years more effective. And some of you are slightly less, but you know, on par with the flu shot. So, yeah, get your vitamin D uptake. Plus, you feel better. Vitamin D is great against cancer and all kinds of other stuff.
Vitamin D's great, I tell you.
It's a miracle drug.
Yeah. Years ago, I went to the doctor, and they said that I was low in my vitamin D, so they gave me a prescription for it. And, you know, within the past year, I said, you know, I saw it in the cabinet, and I said, I'm gonna take one of those. I just didn't have any energy, which is odd for
and?
Me. And the very next morning, I felt different. And the only thing I could contribute that to was that darn vitamin D. So now I take it 3 times a week.
Well, somebody called here, Jersey Jr., who we had recommended the vitamin D for flu prevention. And he said that he's been taking it and has more energy than he's ever had and, like, feeling good and up and at him. And
it's amazing.
It's a miracle.
You don't have to have the prescription, but I can't remember what the...
the dosage.
Yeah, they say, you know, you can buy it over the counter, whatever, and take so many.
Yeah,
there's a certain amount.
We don't give medical advice.
No, we don't. I'll give a mortgage advice. You got that right. Absolutely.
And while they're there, you'll give them a vitamin D drug.
The vitamin D of the business world... is Alabama Home Mortgage.
Absolutely. Oh. I mean...
Energize your mortgage situation.
Vitamin D2000. I mean, you know? But again, if you are still sitting on the fence, pondering, wondering, or, you know, just putting off refinancing or purchasing your dream home, wait no longer. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and get your pre-approval today. All you have to dial is 567-4223, 567-4223. Or if you would rather apply online, simply visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And click on the Blink link. And again, if you get interrupted, no problem. You can just sign out, come back in, and pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was on there just the other day. You just put your name, you create a password, and then you're off to the races.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter where you stop, it saves your progress.
It does. And you can also, you know, upload your documents there, which is really cool.
Unbelievable. That's really nice.
It's slick.
You don't have to mail them and then wait 3 days for you to get
no,
it.
No, or fax them.
Fax. Do people still use fax?
Some.
Can't you scan an email these days?
You think.
Do you have to keep a fax machine just for people like
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what's funny? In the legal world, some people will demand you fax stuff.
Right. Why is that?
I have no idea.
Because it has a confirmation of...
Well, I subscribe to a service for this reason that will fax scanned documents so that I don't have to go find a fax machine. I can just scan them to the computer and then put the fax machine number in and it will fax
to them.
I'm thinking, just let me email it to you. It's coming
What's
from my
difference?
Digital file, and it'll be clear and clean,
and
it'll have all the properties available, so you can, like, look at the history of the document and the layers. And no, they make me fax it.
You know, old school, but there's something to be said for that, I guess. But there are...
What, that it needs to go away?
Well, no.
That is terrible? That is terrible?
Hey, there are still home buyers out there that like to, or potential homeowners or home buyers, that still prefer to do business face-to-face, and I kind of like it that way. That was the way I was...
Put their stuff in a manila folder and bring it
walk in, shake my hand, sit down and have some coffee, and let's talk about it.
Yeah, and you always keep Coca-Cola products on hand?
I do, and Pepsi and Sprite. Sprite's Coke, right?
Yeah. You keep Pepsis, too?
I do, because I like Diet Pepsi.
That's gross.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why would you say that?
Diet drinks are poisonous. You shouldn't
are
drink
they?
Them. Oh, you shouldn't
They
drink
are.
Them.
Well, I've been hearing that for years, but if you go on the internet, I mean, you can find that this water is causes
probably
cancer.
Is. To, probably does.
You know?
You shouldn't drink it.
Just don't drink it.
Well,
anything.
As healthy as you shouldn't be getting the flu. Like you. Just
you're telling me. I was stunned I got it myself.
Well, I didn't get it last year, and you did.
I get it about every 4 years. Every 4 or 5 years, I get the flu. I have as long as I've been alive.
Well, take vitamin D.
I do. I don't take it as consistently as I should.
You
I take it probably 4 or 5 days a week. I should take it every day.
You must follow your own advice.
No, listen. I mean, but you don't get it as... It's like taking the flu shot. You don't get it as severely when you get it either.
Really?
You recover a little faster. I got it back in 2014, January 2014, I got the flu. And I know that because I had the flu during Auburn's bowl game with Florida State, the championship game. And I watched it with 103.7 fever and an ice pack on my head. And I felt terrible. And I just sat there and I felt terrible the whole time. And then I got it again last year. But when I got the flu in 2013, I wasn't taking, or 2014, I wasn't taking vitamin D. And it lingered forever. Mm-hmm. Like it was a week and a half. And I had to try a case in Georgia. It was like a week and a half, 2 week long trial over there. And I went to the doctor and I said, you got to fix me. I feel so bad. When the day I got to the doctor, I had 103 plus fever. They start shooting me up. They tested my blood. I had no vitamin D. She said I was fatally deficient in vitamin D. Shooting me up with vitamin D, vitamin C. I'm getting fluid like crazy. Within a couple of days, I felt fine. I felt better. And then I tried the case, and I still felt really bad. I still had a fever when the case started, when we did opening statements. Felt awful. But, you know, a couple of days later, I was fine. But I was down like 10 days. And then in 2010, I was down for like 10 days with the flu. But this last time, I was only down like 4 days. Because I've been keeping my vitamin D level up as a result of... The time before that, I ended up with pneumonia.
You said that your vitamin D was so low, like...
I don't know.
Okay. I was wondering if it's fatal. Can you really get it so low that it's fatal?
Probably. You've seen those people that are afraid of the sun and wear sunscreen all the time.
Yeah,
they look ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're not dying.
They might be. You don't know that. You don't know what they're dying from.
Yeah, I guess I don't. But I do know that if you are...
Hold on, I got a phone call, and it might be for you. Okay. And I don't have a screener, sure. So I don't know. We're going to take it clean. Who's this?
This is Karen. It is for Kim.
Hey, Karen. How are you?
Hey there.
I'm wonderful. Kim, we are kindred spirits, baby girl. You're an Alabama fan. You fixed my mortgage problem. And you love Diet Pepsi.
There you go. See, as homegrown as they come.
That's it. But tell everybody, she lives up to what she says on the radio. She's just as energetic. She will handle us old school people that don't know about fax and scanning and all of that stuff.
Karen, you're revealing. You're right.
I'm old enough now. I don't care what they say.
I know one thing. I mean, you did all your little business from home, and you got it all to me quickly and fully.
Oh, well, thank you, ma'am. I try to be efficient, even if I am old.
Oh, stop. That's right.
Are you still faxing stuff, Karen?
No, my fax broke, and I decided not to fix it.
Karen, tell me, if I recall correctly, I told you that you could take a picture, right, with your smartphone and text it to me, right, as long as you get all four corners in there.
Absolutely, and I did it.
And we do a lot by text. I mean, we make it happen.
You let people take pictures of documents and send it?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is
if they're out on a job site and they, you know, they can't get it. I mean, absolutely. If they run into their car and they got it in their car and they can take a picture, if they can take a good picture, I can print a good picture. So that's the
document. We got you covered, Baron.
Yeah, I hear you.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
And her little appraiser guy is one of the nicest people in the whole wide world.
Well, he probably doesn't want to be known as the little appraiser guy.
Oh, well, of course.
Big appraiser guy.
Big appraiser. There you go. Big appraiser man.
That's a term of endearment.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes, it is, because he's a scholar and a gentleman.
Karen, I got to run.
Thank you, Karen.
Kim, you do such good work. I love hearing from people that call in and are happy with what you've done.
I do, too. It makes my day.
567-4223, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
You bet. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us on in your world.
Yeah, I like being in your world.
Here you are. We'll be back.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
here. That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Their resumes are killer, but their social skills are lacking. Listen to what the University of South Alabama is doing to ready them for the workplace. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you thought about changing careers? Have you thought about getting into the real estate business? We have a new real estate class starting in January 2019. We meet every Thursday night between 6 and 9 p.m. This is a live class taught by me each week. We cover contract writing and negotiation, pricing and marketing of homes, taking title to property, investing in real estate, managing rental property, leasing property, financing a home VA, FHA, or conventional, how to run your business as a business, how to buy foreclosures and sell to others, setting up a corporation for yourself. Be ready for the new year with a real estate license. Start your own business in 2019. For all the details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
So she chased after her dream with much desire. But when she got too close to her expectations, her dream burned up like paper and fire.
All right, guys, welcome back in 25 minutes after 10.
Sticking up the ashtray, paper and fire, smoking up the alley.
Got Trisha and Jack here with me. With John Mellencamp on the tune.
That's much better. Thank you.
You like this, Jack?
I'm not a John Cougar Mellencamp fan.
What?
I don't mind him. Well, the only reason you like him is because he's from Indiana.
No, that's not true. He's a great rock and roller.
You love Gomer Pyle, too.
No, I don't think Gomer Pyle.
Well, he sang that song every
Back
year.
Home Again in Indiana, yeah.
He did it for like 37 years.
36, I think.
Something like that.
I didn't know that. Did I tell you on there?
No. I just looked him up.
You know who else has been doing something for a long time? And doing a great job at it?
I think it's probably the Cole family.
It is the Cole family, Cole Plumbing. These guys, 40-plus years, longer than Gomer Pyle sang the Back Home Again in Indiana at the Indy 500 opening ceremonies. It was Cole Plumbing, man. They've been around for 40-plus years right here in the River Region. These guys know plumbing inside and out. And my friends, when you get them on the phone, you'll understand why. They diagnosed my leaking toilet over the phone. That's how efficient they are. They really know what they're doing. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coalplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. They've got a great Facebook presence there. Anything you need, man, they're number one in the number two business. Big job, small job.
I love the way you say that.
What?
You talk about number two and you talk about a big job.
No, he's talking about like that's digging what my up dad your whole used to say to me when I was fixing your toilet.
Yeah, that's what my dad used to say to me when I was a kid. Oh, you had a big job today.
Oh, no, Jay.
Yeah, he did.
I'm talking about like if you just need a leak in the toilet.
Right.
Or you
something
need the whole
major
house
or minor.
Overdone.
Major or minor.
Yeah. Do you need to move a bathroom from one side of the house to the other? Or you just tell me.
Yeah.
You need a flapper?
Because you know when
flapper?
You have, I hardly know her, but you know when you have trouble with your bowl, what do you do, Barry?
You call on Cole. 279-8919, 279-8919. Trish is in the studio. Jack's in the studio. Your phone calls are welcome, 272-9228. Of course, we're waiting on the presidential address to the nation, 9 p.m. Trump time tonight, 8 p.m. Central time. The God Emperor will descend to give us
an update. And then those goons, Schumer and Nancy, are going to do their Democrat response to the president.
Oh, are they going to do a response?
Yeah.
Great.
Did they say that?
Yeah, earlier today.
No.
I tell you what, it's made
me...
I was
all excited.
I don't think they're winning the PR war on this.
No. And I have had to start drinking to be able to stomach the news this last few days.
Oh, Trisha. Don't start not
like,
to watch the news.
Not seriously drinking. Just
well,
like,
I don't
a
know
couple
how
glasses
Trump.
Of wine, not a bottle of Jack.
Well, I said drinking.
But I mean, it's like this.
There's a couple glasses of wine and there's drinking. You're using the wrong terminology.
Poor old Donald Trump doesn't drink. You think he takes a bunch of pills or something?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. He's really against all of it.
I think he just loves this country. I think he's high on life. I guess if you've never drank and never done drugs, I don't know too many people that never drank, never done drugs, never smoked a cigarette. I just don't know too many. But if you've never drank, never done drugs, never smoked a cigarette, I guess you can, you know, tweet at 3 a.m. and be at meetings at 6 a.m. and tweet at 11 p.m. I don't know when he sleeps.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Greg this morning?
No. I caught the tail end of it.
I caught some.
Conundrum. What was the answer
to
it?
I don't know the conundrum.
Mm. One out of four Americans has never been out, adult Americans have never been inside this building.
I do know it.
What is it?
Your neighbor's house.
What?
That is a great question.
Wow.
Speaking of houses, I learned something very interesting about Donald Trump. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
What? Okay. The house Mar-a-Lago that he owns used to be owned by a lady that was part of the Post family. And she donated it back in the 70s to the government.
Emily Post?
Mm-hmm. I think that was her name. She donated it to be used as the summer White House. Well, they never used it. So I guess because of the trust and the conditions that it was given upon, they had to give it back. And it went up for sale in 84, and Trump bought it.
Huh.
And I thought, that is so interesting. You think he knew that he was going to be president of the United States way back then?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I truly believe Trump has access to a time machine. There's no other explanation for how he won that election. No other explanation for how everything he says ends up coming true.
Yep.
I mean, the guy... It's uncanny what he knows. It's uncanny what he knows.
It is.
And, like, things he said over the years, and, gosh, it's just...
That blew my mind.
Too much. Summer
that
White House back in 1984.
Mm. And now it's being used for its proper purpose.
The Summer White House. Mm-hmm. They call it the Summer
he
White House.
He bought it in 84, but Ms. Post has been dead a long
time. Yeah, I think she donated it a long time.
Why did Emily Post become the expert on rules? I had to consult Emily Post recently.
My father and mother were firm believers.
Oh, was she the one that wrote the etiquette rules?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I want to know how she became the etiquette, like she was the
she was probably a socialite who had lavish parties and was well known for stuff like that.
And apparently the house came with all of her china.
Really?
And
her
it's
china?
Still there.
Her china?
China. I guess
china?
That's why I bought it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So he could say, get this china
now,
out of here.
Now, supposedly, Amy Vanderbilt was another socialite who did a thing on manners. I think.
Is that Anderson Cooper's mom?
Yeah.
Or grandma or something?
Yeah.
Isn't he a Vanderbilt? He's a billionaire, isn't he? Anderson Cooper?
Probably.
I think he is.
Yeah, she...
I actually don't agree with everything Anderson Cooper says, and I don't think he covers the news fairly, but I think he's a genuinely decent human being. I really do. They had that video footage of him and wherever he was running across the street and saving that kid that was getting shot at or whatever. And I just thought to myself, if I was worth $1 billion, I think at some point I'd say, oh, to hell with this. I don't need this kind of news business. I'm going back to the hotel and eating sandwiches and bonbons. Y'all can get over yourselves. You can deal with your own bullets and all that kind of stuff. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, my man Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Easy to get in touch with. 284-9292. On the web. PennyEarn.co. But Baron, I looked at PennyEarn.com. I couldn't find them. Well, that's because you didn't listen to me. PennyEarn.co. .co. PennyEarn.co. Not .com. .co. Tom Latham. Thousands and thousands of pictures available at the Facebook page. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Big jobs or small jobs, just like we talked about with Cole Plumbing. Whether you need just a little concrete work, a walkway, stamped concrete, decorative, stained, dyed, whatever it is. Or you need a whole 8-acre lot cleared for a big, gigantic house with a foundation and piers and garage and all that kind of stuff. Listen, Tom Latham is your man. If it's concrete, it's Tom Latham. Polished, brushed. I've learned more about concrete talking to that guy than I've ever known about concrete. I used to think concrete and cement were the same thing.
They're not.
I know. I know that now. Tom Latham, guys, get in touch with him. 284-9292. That's how you get in touch with him. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. One Joseph R. Clark joins Jack Barron and Tricia right after this.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
It's been raining for weeks. With all our companies at Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a big change in temperatures as some really chilly air for this time of the year moves our way. Well, a high temperature today will still be up around 68 to 70, so still mild today, but widely scattered showers are possible as a cold front sweeps across the state this afternoon. The rain chances are small. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, windy, much cooler day with sunshine, but a high of only around 53. Gusty northwest winds at 10 to 20 will make it seem colder than it really is. Then clear, cold tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature 31 by first thing Thursday morning. Thursday's high may not reach 50. We may only stay in the upper 40s with sunshine. And then another freeze is a good bet on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We'll be right back.
guys. 36 minutes after 11. These airwaves are a-rocking because Joey Clark, Trisha, Jack Campbell, and Baron Coleman are all in the same studio.
You know what Barney Fife would say?
What?
That would get us in trouble if he had heard us talking at the break? If these walls could talk.
Some things we just don't talk about on the air. Things we do talk about on the air, things like Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. Now is the time to get them set up, 328-2484. It's a little easier for them to dream and shape and figure out exactly what's going on before those trees are covered with the spring foliage.
Right. You need to cut them back now.
Now's the time to call. 328-2484. They can do their work all year long, but now's when they can really get out there. And they're not as crowded this time of year, so you get a little faster service, too. 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. They got 15-plus years in the business. Residential commercial tree service right here in the Tri-County area. From trimming all the way to full removal, stump removal, the whole nine yards. They are absolutely a full-service business. When Chippewa Charm Tree Service was first coming on air, I reached out to some people I knew in the tree service industry, and I said, what do you think of Tom and Augustine Duncan at Chippewa Charm Tree Service? And they said, look, don't ever get us on the record. I don't ever want anyone to hear my name associated with this, but they're really good folks, really honest, decent, hardworking people. They know what they're doing, and they do a good job. So feel comfortable and safe having them advertise with you. And I do. That's why we always bring the top-tier advertisers. You know, there might be 25 companies in the same business and only two or three at the top tier. That's who Blue Water, that's who we do our live endorsements for. The top tier. 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Give them a call today. Jack Campbell?
Now's the time to, next month will be the time you fertilize like fruit trees.
I need some fruit trees.
Oh?
I do.
I'm not aware of the fruit tree fertilizing calendar, Joey. Are you? Oh, sorry.
It's the only thing I know about.
I mean, I have a little experience with an orange tree.
You fertilize an orange
tree? No, I've never fertilized an orange tree. I just have a little bit of experience with one.
Well, picking them off and eating them?
Yeah, we're just looking at it.
I've spent a lot of my adult life just looking at it. Let me tell you.
Move!
No, we're talking about orange trees, not apple bushes.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were talking about stuff hanging down. Low hanging fruit. That's kind of what I was talking about.
Oh,
it's almost like the forbidden fruit is the downfall of the show.
Well, I mean,
Jack warned us about this.
Look at Eve.
Here. Yeah, exactly.
Temptress.
Talk about fertilizer.
I guess I'm a snake.
Ooh.
Let's keep that out of this discussion, please.
Not what I heard earlier.
67 degrees outside.
Man, I made the show go off the rails in a minute. That was fun.
21 before the hour. Vatican.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing.
Vatican News Services pays tribute to 60th anniversary of the Cuban Revolution. This story is a couple days old, but I never miss a chance to take a pot shot at the Pope. This Pope has really been lousy.
Why are they talking about the Cuban Revolution like it was a good thing?
Like when Castro took over?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
he's a communist, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh boy, I'm not a Catholic.
What nationality is he? Is Italian?
He's Argentinian.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
But he's from, both his parents are Italian natives, and he speaks Italian and Argentinian.
And that's why he got elected.
Or Spanish. I think.
And isn't South America the fastest growing Catholic population?
Yeah, that or Africa. Yeah. One or the other. Europe's waning. They had the German Pope, they had the Polish Pope, and those were the first non-Italian popes they'd had in hundreds of years. And I think they said, okay, let's go back to some Italian popes. But then they thought, this guy's fully blooded Italian. He speaks Italian. He looks Italian. But he's South American. He's a good compromise. That's my guess of how it went.
I thought we'd elected a new pope because I was behind this car on Bell Road the other day and just smoke was just pouring out of it. And I thought, oh, maybe we got rid of this guy from Argentina. But
I'm just not satisfied with him.
He's too outspoken on political stuff.
Yeah, he really is.
You know? Apparently, some of his press people recently have quit. His main press guy was an American. His deputy press guy was Spanish. And they were the ones that always had to come behind him and clean up what he said and say, well, he didn't really mean that. No, this is, you know.
You mean like Sarah Sanders?
Yeah. Yeah. But they both quit here recently, so.
But here is allegedly what the Vatican tweet said. The Cuban Revolution, let me see here, where did it go? Anyway, Cuban Revolution celebrated its 60th anniversary this January 1. On the island, the historic anniversary was celebrated with a ceremony in Santiago de Cuba in the cemetery of Santa Ifigenia, where Fidel Castro was buried, who died on November 25, 2016, to the main national forces on January 10, 1959. Dictator Fulgencio Batista fled 26 months of guerrilla war led by brothers Fidel and Raul Castro. From Santiago, Fidel Castro proclaimed the beginning of the revolution, the victory of the counterculture. So I don't know why they're talking about it. Anyway. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you know, I kind of fell out of favor with this fellow when he... What was the main thing that we got mad at him about, Baron? Because we're both Catholics, but... You better than I, although I don't fuss in a vestibule, but...
Yeah.
I have reverence when I walk into the building.
Jack! It was one bad night. It was New Year's Eve, Jack.
Goodness gracious.
You've probably never had anybody complain about your children in front of you. And you might fuss in a vestibule.
No, they complained to my mother.
Yeah, see?
She just beat me harder. You know, I remember one time I had a coughing attack in church.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of stuff was going around, and she marched me down to some drugstore on Dexter Avenue from St. Peter's Church and bought me some cough drops. And then we went back to Mass.
Wow.
It was some drugstore open down there. I can't remember it. Years ago.
Are you done?
Yeah.
As far as you know.
Oh, I remember that Facebook post. Where
I put up, for those who are not in the know, I put up on Facebook a post about how I got into an argument with a guy at church on New Year's Eve. And it's still there. It's public. I'm not ashamed of it. You can go look at it.
But your youngest was crying, and so you took your youngest outside the church.
My three-year-old.
Your three-year-old was crying.
Yeah, okay. I took him outside.
Yeah, as you should. That's how it works.
Some guy freaked out on me. And I challenged him to put up his dukes.
He found out that Baron was crazier than he was.
Yeah, you got to be pretty crazy. I'm sorry. You have got to be pretty crazy, screws loose, to go up to a father of seven, even if you didn't know I had seven, a father of one,
right,
who's got a kid screaming and crying in the vestibule. I was outside of the church building. I mean, I wasn't like in the parking lot, but I was outside of the main church. But I was in the entryway.
Mm-hmm.
The doors were closed, and I'm sure they could hear it in there, but I tried, you know. You got to be pretty nuts to go up to somebody like that and call them a jerk and say they're rude and inconsiderate.
You got to be pretty nuts to respond the way you did, too.
You meet fire with fire, Joe.
How did you meet fire with fire exactly?
He can't say it on air. There's too many profanities.
It begins with an F. I'll put it that way, but it wasn't fire.
Woo. Sounded beep, a lot
beep,
like
beep,
this.
Beep, 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 beep.
And then in the midst, I said, come outside and move up your ass. And then it was...
Yeah. All right, then.
Yeah.
I can't help it. You know, I was frustrated.
Why was your child crying? Just being a three-year-old?
Tired.
It was the holiday season. They eat more, and they eat
tired
more junk
and cranky
food. It was cranky. We went to church at 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve. The only reason we were there is because the Mass was being offered for my number seven child, Mary Helen, who, you know, we had a Mass set for. So we went as a family to be supportive and to, you know, all that. Yeah. And Lord have mercy.
Speaking of cranking.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Kyrie
eleison.
Why do we say Greek?
I thought it was Latin.
Kyrie eleison is in Greek.
Yeah, it's in Greek. And we always had Mass in Latin when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You don't remember any of that.
No.
And the priest used to face the altar, not the...
Well, I still wish they did that.
No, I don't.
Oh, I do.
So impersonal.
No, I know.
You like it that way.
Well, some priests take a little too much...
Well, when you're threatening people in the congregation.
I know. Then they're looking away. They can't see who I am.
Is that you, Baron?
When the priest is facing away from the congregation, you're all facing the same direction, and it's clear you're all offering praise and honor and glory to God. When the priest is facing you, sometimes some priests, I'm not saying ours, I'm not saying any in Montgomery, but some priests make it about them because everybody's looking at them.
Oh, I can see
and
that.
And they get a little bit about, oh, this is a cult of personality, mm-hmm. and then they become the focus of the parish, and then...
Well, let me tell you, I grew up with dull priests.
Yeah.
And when they don't face you, they're even duller.
Well...
I mean, you're supposed to keep the congregation engaged.
Well, allegedly.
Well, you should.
Some people can't. You know, you want to get engaged, go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Engage the pizza, engage the three meat calzone, engage the stromboli, engage the build your own pie, engage the specialty pies.
And the sandwiches.
The sandwiches. The lasagna. You ever had the lasagna with the white sauce? Have you?
It's not on the menu.
I'm about to get betrothed to that secret item.
Oh, you're going to get that kind of engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't mean get that kind of engaged.
Oh, well, I'm worth it. Well, and it's worth it.
And it's worth it, more importantly. get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen and get the opportunity. You're going to fall in love over there. I promise you. You're going to want to marry that pie. You're going to want to marry the pizza pie. It's so good. Get the stromboli. Get the calzone. Get the sandwich, the salad, the appetizers, the desserts. Oh, the three chocolate brownie.
With cannoli. Ice cream?
Ooh.
The cannoli?
Ooh.
I'm hungry enough right now to handle that brownie, though. I haven't had that brownie in weeks. I used to get about one a week. But that's been about a week. It's been several weeks since I've had one.
Yeah. You need one.
Well, you need one once a week for medical reasons, right?
Yeah.
No, that's the wrong kind of brownie.
What? What are you talking about?
What are you...
You're talking about the marijuana brownies?
Yeah. Those are medicinal.
It's not a medicinal state, Jack.
But at Midtown Pizza, that's like...
They don't have marijuana.
They don't have those.
When you have one of theirs, it's like nap time.
It is nap time.
It's like nap time.
We'll be back. Special this week's a delicious chicken pasta. You're going to love it. We'll be back.
She's some kind of wonderful. Yeah. When I hold her in my arm, you know she sets my soul.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at dealer invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a Happy New Year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission. And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So what's the line and the grizzly?
fabulous Thunderbirds.
Thunderbird wine. Did you ever drink Thunderbird?
I had a lot of T-Bird back in high school.
Boone's Farm.
I think it's actually a malt liquor. I don't think it's really a wine, is it?
It's
supposed to be a wine, but I think it's actually... I might be wrong about that. But it's gross, I'll tell you that.
How about Mogan David 2020?
But I know this. You can get a liter of T-Bird, or you could at the Brentwood Market and Deli for $1.99.
And that's about how you feel the next day. Worth $1.99?
No, you feel like $1.99 is owed to somebody. A couple of liters of Thunderbird. Anyway, 8 minutes till the top of the hour. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. My friend Miss Dot over there, if you've not been by there, please, by all means, get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall the moment you have the opportunity. But, Bam, what do I need to be over there for? Please.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? When you get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, you will find out that they got a little bit of everything. They got a little bit of everything. And did you know they're celebrating their 25th anniversary coming up in February?
Are they having a party?
Yeah, they're having a party.
Of course they are.
I'm going to bring some more information out soon. It's going to be a bash. It's going to be a blowout.
Isn't it in February? Specials.
February.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Well, I heard
Did
her.
Did I just said it?
No, I heard her in an ad.
Oh. You heard? She's already getting the secret out? I thought I had the exclusive.
Not the date. Just the fact that it's something that it's coming up.
Coming up in February. It's going to be a big to-do. It's going to be a big deal. So keep your calendars clear for the entire month of February. And don't worry about the Super Bowl and all that. Just worry about about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. In the meantime, get by there. I mean, last time I was in there, a couple weeks probably, I wandered around. And, I mean, I wish I had an unlimited budget. I wish I could just go through and get whatever I wanted. Because that place is spectacular.
Have you done the scavenger hunt with your kids yet?
I have not. I'm going to.
I do it with them every time we go to a thrift store or anything, but I started it at Eastbrook Flea Market because it keeps them occupied.
I want to do a scavenger hunt for the audience where I find an item and then send the audience out, and the first person to take a picture of that item and send it back to me wins a prize.
Oh, yeah,
I am going to do that.
Well, we never give away prizes on this show.
That's why we haven't done it yet. I don't like giving away prizes.
I mean, just being a winner is the prize.
You should make a specialty.
Oh!
Oh, what?
Jack, mark it down, 11:54.
I got two things
January
to talk
8th.
About.
I've never seen you
very
as excited.
Quickly. Number one, I was riding through the cemetery the other day, which I often do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There hasn't been much change.
Right.
People seem to be settling in nicely over there. But at Milton McGregor's monument is up now, his gravestone, and there's a little marble bench. But, you know, a lot of people do that. And it's inscribed on there is, you can be a winner too.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that awesome?
That's good. I
saw that and I said, that is great.
That
is so great. Yeah.
Mm.
That's you the said first you had two things.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember the other one. And I'm old. I can't remember what it was. Miss Dot made me
Are you talking
think.
About prizes?
Prizes?
But Miss Dot made me think about it.
Well, I was thinking, Baron, if you give away a prize, it needs to be like a specialty prize. You know, those Jack Campbell for Mayor shirts went quick. Maybe if you did like a special one-off Jack Campbell for Mayor shirt, special design, I don't know.
Those were never... it was so great about Baron.
I owe two people money who bought shirts that we never ordered.
Baron got on here one day and was faking like he was ordering them. How many should I get? And he's acting like he's texting. I knew that son of a bitch wasn't anymore.
Let it go.
I've heard people say that on TV.
That's all right.
Yeah. But anyway, I said, he didn't order that stuff. And he was like, we'll get about 40 of them. And I ain't seen them. That was 6 months.
They ain't there.
Well, I had to wait to see if the announcement was forthcoming.
Well, no, that had a thing to do with it. The more shirts that are out there, the more inclined I am to announce that I'm going to run.
Hold on. Let me get this text.
Yeah,
I need to order. I need to order some shirts, period. How about 40 of them? See, so we got this text in.
Yeah, 6 months from now, they ain't there.
This is a Friday, Jack. I forget. My literacy is challenged. Kay Ivey did not visit my pre-K classroom like she's doing around the state.
Oh, here's the other one. The fraud tour is going to start here soon.
Hillary?
No, Cliff Sims.
What fraud tour?
Oh, he's going on a book tour, and he's going to appear on like...
He got a million!
Yeah, he
Colbert
did.
Show, all these...
Jack, he got $1 million.
$1 million.
That's what... Do you believe that?
I do.
Yeah.
He got $1 million.
You know why he got $1 million? Because he's trashing Trump.
Yep.
I have no use for that fraud.
And I'm really starting to question my whole hypothesis with Jeff Sessions.
Oh,
yeah. I'm really starting to question it because, and it would make sense because Sessions is the one who got Cliff Sims on there.
Oh, I know.
If Sessions truly was not pro-Trump the whole time, it would explain the fraud tour.
Well, the fraud tour.
$1 million.
Fraud tour is coming up. He's going to be on like CNN and all these other shows promoting this book called, what's it called?
That's what I was going to ask. Team of Vipers?
Team of Vipers.
Yeah.
He can just go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
$1 million.
Well, he was a fraud when he ran Yellowhammer.
He was.
And he's a fraud now.
Yeah, that's true.
Cabal.
No wonder he got so high.
And our friend Todd Stacy gives him ink. I wouldn't give him a line. I wouldn't waste.
I wouldn't give a line either.
Yeah, I'd keep it. But
our number 27.
Looking for that mirror.
He's no radio bumps in his future.
No.
You know, golly. Yeah. But you can sniff out a fraud anytime.
I'm telling you what.
And it'll be the last straw. I'll tell you that too.
Razor thin line.
I mean,
razor thin between fraud.
A mirror image of things.
Man, you can really slice them and dice them.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the batch.
Some of them will crack under pressure. You never know. Michelle Obama being recruited to run for the White House in 2020, citing sky-high approval ratings.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, Lord.
Tipped to run for 2020 White House.
No.
Citing sky-high approval ratings.
Not to mention her husband's just unabashed success.
Now, Cliff Sims got $1 million for his memoirs. Do you know what she got for her memoirs?
Who, Michelle?
Yeah.
What's the name of it? How We Did It?
$40 million.
Woo.
I got to be president. Actually, I need my wife to be president so I can get that. You know, when you're the president, your spouse goes up in popularity. I need that boost.
I don't know about Mamie Eisenhower. I'm really not sure about her.
Guys, it's been fun. Trisha, thanks for coming back.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll see you on Tuesdays henceforth.
Yeah.
Jack Campbell, shall we do it again in the morning?
Yes, we shall. Joey?
Yeah. Joey, next. You going to come in early?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, I'm producing that other show. Yeah. Yeah, I'm working.
Wednesdays are tough for Joey.
It's a long day.
Joey works from like 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's like a real day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a real work day.
Yeah.
Other people out there are like, 10-hour day. Cry me a river. I wish I had 10-hour days. All right, guys. It's been fun. Dan Moore's show around the bend. Joey Clark will be in for the next 7 hours on various and sundry shows. He couldn't get enough, so he had to come in early with us. Trisha, we'll do it again next week.
Yep.
Dan Morris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We'll be back.